Leia and Saba stood shoulder to shoulder at the top of the boarding ramp, listening to a muffled string of beeps and chirps as the boarding party's slicer droid tried to outsmart the Falcon's espionage-grade security system. The external monitors showed that the ship was surrounded by a full company of soldiers in full blast armor. Finally, the slicer droid stopped beeping and chirping. The monitor showed him releasing his interface clips from the wires dangling from the Falcon's exterior security pad. Then he turned to an officer and gave a dejected whistle.
What do you mean you can't open it?
The security system speaker made the officer's voice sound a little tinny.
That's what you were designed for, to open ship hatches.
The droid beeped a short reply.
Well, try again. I'm not going to use a flash torch on Millennium Falcon.
The droid gave a weary whistle, then started to sort through the security wires again. Leia turned to Saba. I think we've made our point. Saba nodded. Leia instructed Cockmame and Meewal to stay out of sight, then released the safety hold and palmed the toggle button on the wall. The seal broke with a hiss, and the ramp began to descend. A surprised murmur arose out in the hangar. The captain barked an order, and when there was enough space to see, Leia and Saba found themselves surrounded by a semicircle of blaster barrels. Once the ramp clanged into position against the durasteel floor, the officer stepped to the foot and looked up at them. He was young, no doubt straight from the academy, and so nervous he could barely bring himself to meet the gazes of Leia and Saba.
You will place your hands on your heads?
Despite his cracking voice, he was clearly being deliberately rude, ordering them about as though they were common pirates, and neglecting to address them by any sort of title.
Descend the ramp slowly.
Leia heard Saba's scales rustle. Then suddenly, the barrel's hand rose.
We are Jedi Knights.
The barrels of the blaster rifles began to swing away.
Point those somewhere else.
Deciding it was better to follow her master's lead than stand there looking confused, Leia raised her hand and used the force to turn aside a trio of blaster rifles. The officer paled and stepped away from the ramp. Behind him knelt two soldiers armed with bell-barreled Zerka headbangers, ultra-powerful riot guns designed to stun any target into submission. Oh, crit! That was as far as Leia made it, before a blinding spark of silver lit the barrels of both weapons. Something like the head of a charging bantha hit her in the chest. Then she felt herself go limp and start to fall, and the floor disappeared beneath her, sending her tumbling down into darkness.